Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Citizens September 20th, 2022 Exposure Reduction Committee webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee meeting that was recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Panelists, thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chair Telemaco, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. May I proceed with roll call?
Yes, please.
Chair Telemaco?
Here.
Board Chair Baruff?
Here.
Governor Hasner?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call and entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the July 12th meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Passes. I'd like to move on to the first item on the agenda, or the second item, is the Exposure Reduction Dashboard with Kelly Booten and company.
Good morning, or good afternoon. On page three, behind the dashboard, tab two, is the current results graph. And this graph, we produced the material before the August numbers were out. The August numbers also have us at 13% market share and approximately an annual in-force policy count change of 49%. The new business for August was 49,886, which kind of brings us back to our, quote, new normal. June and July were higher than average. June was 65,581. Predominantly due to Southern Fidelity insolvency, and then July was 76,219, predominantly also with Southern Fidelity, and then August had and Weston. Okay, next slide is the dashboard that shows the progress on four of our programs: inspections, FMAP, DPOP, and clearinghouse. The notable items on here: the inspection program is progressing as planned and still on target to reach approximately 13% by the end of the year, new business, and 8% on policies in force. The FMAP program has 280 participating agents, which is up from the prior month and month end a year ago. On depopulation, we did have a DPOP approved for November, which will add to this DPOP count for the end of the year. 8,213 for one company was approved in November, and we have three December requests for companies to take policies in December, totaling 18,000. Those have not yet been approved by the office.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Mr. Chair. Got her on the right, I'm sorry.
It's okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
So what percentage of the, when they make the request, what is the percentage they end up taking? Is it about 20%?
25 on the last one.
25% on the last one?
Mm-hmm.
But historically, it's been running, what, 18 to 20%?
15 to 20. But the last one was a good success. We did a lot of marketing, and Carl's team did a great job training agents and agent appointment adoption, which significantly helped.
Thank you.
Okay. On the next slide is the PIF projections. This goes through the end of December 2023. Last month's committee was through June 1st. So the numbers are up because it goes out further. This slide was also produced prior to our current budget. It's not off by much. It's pretty much $1.5 million anticipated, if nothing else changes, with a 19% market share. Okay, that is the high-level metrics.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a brief update on consumer education. Following the last board meeting and the conversation surrounding FMAP marketing and the success of FMAP in its current state, we are focusing on working on consumer education, specifically in the DPOP space, for based on the survey results that you received at the last meeting regarding the lack of information and knowledge on assessments. So in the third quarter, we've implemented enhancements for the DPOP offer letters and additional pre-offer education opportunities. We've done some FMAP.org updates and have finished those. We are advertising in the newsletter and other places the rate changes that are coming in 10-1?
10-1 commercial.
11-1 personal lines. And, of course, focusing on assessment education. In Q4, we are going to do an agent email with Carl's team to encourage participation. As Kelly mentioned, agent uptake is a huge piece of DPOP success. Created an infographic on how did I get selected for a takeout that will be an insert in the offer letter eventually. Website updates, and we are creating a new brochure in multiple languages relating to assessments that we hope we will add to the policy information packets when the new business and renewal packets go out. If you recall, it was about 27% of those that responded to the DPOP survey were actually aware that they could be assessed. And I think, as Governor Lesnoff mentioned in the Consumer Services meeting, those are the folks that were engaged and actually responded to the survey. So in all likelihood, in the larger population, it's probably less than 27% that are aware. And that concludes my update on consumer education. Oh, sorry, yes. Now we're going to jump in, to special session D impacts. At Chairman Telemaco's request, obviously brand new bill, just passed at the end of May. We did put together, with Kelly's help and Jay Adams and a number of others, Brian Donovan, a very high level potential impacts for citizens based on all the key provisions. If you have any specific questions, I was not intending to run through it line by line, but Kelly and I are available to answer any questions you might have on the specific kind of really, really early impacts. It's almost like those preseason college football polls that, you know, way too early polls.
Fantasy football
too, yes. So, but if you have any questions on any specific item, Kelly or myself are happy to answer them.
Do we have any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
There's one more section to the dashboard, the market services supporting private insurers. Again, at Governor Telemaco's request and discussion from the last meeting, he wanted us to go over some of the things that we do and some of the things that we are considering doing to help the take-up. Boy, this microphone feels on Clearinghouse and DPOP. And so I just wanted to highlight a few things. We continue to market, of course, the DPOP and Clearinghouse programs through regular meetings with current carriers and any carrier that will listen about the program and its benefits and, you know, what our book is looking like, and there's an opportunity there. We also have worked on new relationships and new data for those that want to participate. So one recent accomplishment is the establishment of a common data template that allows for easier sharing of information with the Office of Insurance Regulation, receiver, carrier to carrier. We've got a standard NDA template that we provide, and so we've worked really well with that group of people to make opportunities more readily or known, I think would be the right word for it. And it has helped, I think, with some business coming to citizens by the carrier-to-carrier communication and taking of policies that way. We have a tracker. Skipped a page here. We continue to add additional information and data sharing options. For example, we have been working to remove barriers in getting enough information prior to companies getting their certificate of authority. That's kind of a big hurdle to get through. And then we have another option that isn't quite enough to model. We're trying to build a gap bridge there on what could we add to get it a little bit more easier to model. Targeted agent training has made a difference in depopulation adoption rates, as we discussed, and making agents aware of options before bringing the business to citizens. We regularly monitor the insurance market. We have quarterly financial analysis that Jennifer's team does. We have a weekly product and filing. We're constantly searching for filings to see what we can glean from that. And a person in the product team keeps track of all that, and that helps us be aware of what's happening in the market. And of course, we have strong partnerships with our agents and carriers and get information through those avenues. We have a carrier pipeline tracker, which includes 10 leads, 13 prospects, and 5 customers. The leads typically include startups that aren't quite ready to pull the trigger or an entity in the process of signing an NDA to receive data. The prospects are primarily established companies, consistent DPOPs, but not considering DPOPs, but not quite ready to do so. And then the customers are already established customers but might be looking at other options, like adding if they're already on DPOP, they might be looking at adding clearinghouse. And we are also open and explore any partnerships that help us help the customer find coverage elsewhere. Carl and I just attended a surplus lines conference, for example, and made some relations there. It's a one-off, but, you know, agent-to-agent communication is great in those areas where people can't find coverage, even at Citizens. Some of the new activities involve creating a new marketing package for DPOP and Clearinghouse. It's in the design phase. We've got information we share. It's good, but it could be, you know, look nicer, be a little bit more holistic view to it. And then enhanced analytics, more direct assistance to identify those profitable policies and our knowledge about those policies and sharing it with those that participate or thinking about participating. And of course, we have Citizens Reimagined, which is still in the solicitation phase. We're in the cone of silence, but it really has led to a lot of strategy discussions, and Governor Telemaco has attended many of them as the observer. It's really making us think through how things work today and really what is the best choice for making it work better and get better carrier adoption, you know, when we make our decision about who to select. Right now, the award date is October 10th, and it's going to be tight because we have a lot of we want to interview carriers again and ask some targeted, specific questions that'll inform the solicitation. So those are the items that we wanted to cover today.
Thank you. Any questions? I just want to commend and congratulate the group. I've seen the hard work, and obviously there's a lot that you guys are doing to try to improve that chart that we saw a few slides ago. And the marketplace isn't necessarily cooperating, but I can certainly see that you guys are doing everything we can, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next item, I believe we are on point three, right? DPOP and Clearinghouse and FMAP update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Carl Rockman, Vice President of Agency and Market Services. Page two of my presentation will outline our depopulation results for this year. As Kelly mentioned, we did have a carrier approved for 8,213 policies in November. That was VIRD, a new entrant. And in December, a total of 17,943 policies applied for that the office will be working on approval in the next couple of weeks. I want to recognize the companies that are participating in the December DPOP, Edison, Florida Penn, and a new entrant to the Florida marketplace, Loggerhead Insurance, has applied to participate in the DPOP. And will be, as Kelly and Christine mentioned, we will work with Loggerhead as a new entrant to introduce them appropriately to agents, support their entry in any way possible to make sure that they have a successful entry into the Florida marketplace. So welcome to Loggerhead. Page three of my report is just a summary of our takeout results based on Tri-County and other areas for the two carriers participating. Looking forward to presenting these results for the November and December as those new entrants come into the system. Page four is our clearinghouse update. Between 2021 and 2022, you'll notice the results for both ineligible and uninsurable risks and offers remains relatively flat. This is a reflection of static participation in the clearinghouse with our four main carriers. No new entrants coming in, and the relative appetite of the four carriers remaining relatively constant. We're obviously looking to Citizens Reimagined and other initiatives to improve ineligibility at point of sale, but these reports typically speak for themselves in terms of the carriers participating in the current system. Page five will be the renewal clearinghouse, and again, the results there reflect the carrier participation, but also I'll remind the committee of that rate relativity on renewal, 20% on new business, it's a dollar on renewal, and obviously that has an impact in the overall results. And page six, as Kelly mentioned, is just another summary of the FMAP results. We did see some growth in agent participation, but offers accepted and customers converted, again, reflect a hardening market. In terms of customers finding other alternatives, even when they're in the FMAP referral system. So with that, that concludes my report. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Great. Thank you. Thank you, Carl. So that is it, right? Is there any new business? Great. Seeing none, I'd like to call the meeting to an end.
We're done. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.